The reason why cheeses also is because they used the rennet from an avela. That was the Havamina. And then he answered back, no, you see, by Korban Oila, midiraisa, the rennet is muta. So he was chayza. Now Shmuel is being chayza. They didn't take away his first learning. Rosh Hashan Kodim Chazara. Oysa Mishnah, the Shchita Schulin, the Kevas Avichovim Nevela. That Mishnah that Shmuel explained, that was learned before the Chazara. Nishtas Kodim Shechosa Barem Yeshua Midvar, before he retracted what he said. But here now, Shmuel's explaining the Fiemis, after he retracted Rosh Hashan Liacha Chazara. Hach the Shani Shmuel. Now the Shmuel answers. For they should meet the Moisa Bior. You want to say, no, why cheeses also? Because they use the skin. If they only use the stomach, just the remnant of the stomach, shara bimuta. That's liyacha chazorah. Shechozah bar Yeshua b'vnei tshuvas shara bishmol. That's after Yeshua to retract in, and that's halacha. That the remnant from an avela alone would be muta. You have to come on here, they use the remnant, they use the skin of an avela. Right, Rav Malkiyo Mishmei, the Rav Adam Arav, another reason why cheeses also. That was the meaning of that time, that the Goyim used to smear on top of it fat oil, pig oil. So because of that, they made Gzeira not to use Gerina. Rav Chizda Amam Evnei Shema Midinoisa B'chaymitz. They used to use chaymitz vinegar, which first was wine. So that's the use of Yai Nesach. That's the reason why they were born on Asa cheese. But the Goyim at that time used to make the cheese from vinegar made from wine vinegar, which has the yisra yai nesach. Rav Nachman by Yitzchokam of Neshamidim Oysam v'sraf orla. They used to use sraf, the sap that comes out of the tree of an orla, of the tree of the first 3 years, which is also banor. Said so, that's why cheese is also.
From a Goyim tree, it's also
an don't make, no, from a Jewish tree also. The Goyim used to make any orla, any tree, any fruit tree, the first 3 years, is also to have enjoyment from the fruits or from the sap that comes out of the tree. So the Goyim used to make their cheese from this sap that comes out of a tree from the first 3 years.
But he's asking
good. Sure there is. Orla doesn't make a difference. Orla is also by Goyim too. Then the tree, not then the owner. No matter who owns this tree, the first 3 years of this tree you can't have enjoyment from, even if a guy owns it. There's no heta. If a guy owns the tree, there's no heta. Toys says here, Biolo Toys Bisal. Biolo Shlozik Yechovim Asura. Icham, you're right. That's the right from here, that Orlo from a guy is also Wasa. Kimoshin Farsha Perakei. Hashem. You're right. Here it's a proof, right, that oral is also even by goy also. So kids, so that's the gzeir over here that they use to make that cheese, the goyim, from the sraf orla, from the sap that comes out from the orla. The word says, if so, come on, who's this go like? Who do we say that the sap is also? Ki hoit ki haitan at this time, ki haitana. The Tanya learned, it's a big machloikis. Reb Lezer Weimer, hamay mid bisraf orla also. Mivnei shupri. If you mind with the sap that comes out from orla, that's also considered like the pri itself. Just like the pri is also banor, the sap that comes out is also osa. Right. Afilu Tzemur says, the blazam of mindless of orla are osa mivnei shupri. The Tzemur says, no, afilu now, afilu tem, he didn't want to say, afilu tem Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kan loy polo gibi shua led the rabloza. When does gibi shua gun rabloza? And he says that the sraf is muta ela bekat for the gavza. The erasonia machloik is the sap that comes out from the tree itself. Rashi bekat for the gavza, the sraf ayotzim and eitz. Only the sap that you get out from the tree itself. The erasonia machloik is the issa orla apply to this sraf or not. Alba bekat, right. Alba bekat for the peri, but the sap that comes out from fruit. Rashi says, v'sraf ha-priyatzmoy, the sap that comes out from the fruit itself, here everybody agrees that it has an issa. Just like the pri itself is also banor, even the sraf that comes out from it is also banor. And that's pshat, the goyim istama used the sap that came out from the pri. So that's why the Rabbanim made gzeira, according to everybody, you cannot use the goyish cheese, because you have to be afraid there's some sraf for all of it. And behind the tzad, this is how we learned. Omer of Yeshua, Shomat, you heard over the Farish. Shehamaimit b'sraf olin, or b'sraf ikrin, muta. If somebody uses the sap that comes out from the leaves, or from the roots, that's muta. That's like from the tree itself. There he holds his nobis orla. But the sraf ha pagin also, the sap that comes out from the fruit itself, pagin is the unripe, or grapes from the fruit itself, then it's also. Vivnei shu pri, that's called the pri, and he holds the pri is also banor, and even the sap that comes out from it is also banor. Now the Gemara is, bein the Rav Chizda, bein the Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, tistori banor. If you tell me the reason why cheese is also, is because they use either chaymetz, vinegar, which is yayin esach, or else they use the maimid, orla, so orla and yayin esach is also banor. If so, again, we have a kasha, why shouldn't the cheese be also banor? How come a Mishnah says cheese is only also bachila? Why isn't it also banor? Kash, echnami, if you use these last two reasons, that's a good question. So mashma, these two reasons would not be a good reason, that's not the reason why cheese is also.
Giving a
it should be also is either because they use fats of a pig, or else they use the skin of an avela. These are the two reasons. So that's the reason why they used to make then the rabbanim made gzera. So they say even though the tam doesn't apply to even though today maybe they don't make gear, but even though that reason doesn't apply to even though today you'll have goyim, they do not make the cheese that way anymore. Still, they only make the cheese from regular rennet from chemicals today. But the chur, the gzera still applies. Since Rabbanu made the gzera, nobody says the gzera on cheese is muta. The only shalom, Moshe has a chew, but the shalom is, what's called cheese? That's a question. What goes into cheese? Well, now the next Mishnah will soon see milk is a new question about milk. Milk, some people give that term today. That milk, the gzera was because they used the milk mixed in, but there you see heterim, that if you have a mashkiach there, it's okay. So today the maker, Moshe has a heter today, that since you have inspectors, the government is there expecting the milk, that's considered enough mirthis as if to say you have a mashkiach there. So therefore, milk, maybe there's some people that make a lot of milk today. But cheese, nobody gives a heter today. Cheese, the gzera was because of one of these reasons. So even though the reason changed today, but the gzera still applies. It's only a question, does sour cream go into the yisur? Does cottage cheese go into the yisur? That's a question. The ikarist on the Gemara's mashma, hard cheese that has tzichtzuche, that has hollowness, that has what you call holes inside the cheese. Good old Swiss cheese that has holes inside it, that's the main cheese that the yisur.
They're talking about pockets of
pockets, pockets, yeah.
Holes in no problem.
Okay, holes in the yisur. So that's the ikarist there. The shallows, once they made the yisur cheese, what goes into cheese? Sure, Moshe wants you, but Moshe is mesupik about cottage cheese. That's why there is an OU on cottage cheese, even though it's not Chalav Yisrael. How could the assignment on this heter that maybe cottage cheese does not go into the gzera of cheese? So therefore, it's only the gzera of Chalav, Chalav Akim, and that you have that term today. If you hold that, the government expects that they don't have any pig milk there, so therefore you'll have the heter on cottage cheese. So Moshe is mesupik about it. He doesn't say clearly it's mutter. There are people that are machmer on cottage cheese also. The cottage cheese also has the same cheese on it, and therefore you should mark with Daf Ketav Kol Yisrael.
The difference between the large curd and the
small. Alright, to turn over. This is a big problem. Migdal cheese has half of a heter. Migdal cheese is like this. So you have a Jew watching when they make the cheese itself, but they use Cholav Akum.
Like
because the Seimech on a Svara, that we said before, one Svara is that Goyim would not mix any pig milk into milk when they plan to make cheese. Because they plan to make cheese, they're wasting the time. That milk does not come into cheese. So therefore, they hold that the milk that the Goyim use for cheese is okay. You could use Cholav Akum. Just as a loch, you can't buy cheese of a Goy, so it's enough to have a Mashkiach there, Bishat, for making the cheese, that's enough. So that's a heter of Migdol. That's a half heter like. Hoylam makes already Cholav Yisrael. They only make sure the milk that they use to make the cheese is also Cholav Yisrael. But there is a mixas heter that the milk they'll use to make the cheese, that's okay, that doesn't need a heter. Because for sure, they would not mix pig milk into that milk to make the cheese, they're wasting the time. Either is a gzera not to use Gersha cheese, so for that there's a mashkiach b'shas to make the cheese. Just when they put the milk could be regular milk. Just b'shas to make the cheese, then they have a mashkiach there. That's how you get a heter, that's how you get migdal. Alright, we'll see about it, we'll see it. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. He went off to the tangent to the side question about the Pasuk. So, Dorish Rav Nachman Breid the Rav Chizda. My said, what's the Pasuk say? L'reach Shemanecha Toivim, that your fragrance is sweet. Is Lama Tamachachem Demu Tufish Aplaitin, like of course going on a Tamachachem here, that he's doing to a bottle full of perfume. So it's like this, Megula Reicha Noidif. When it's uncovered the bottle, then everybody smells it. Mechusain Reichanoid, if he was covered up, nobody smells him. So Rashi says the same thing. Megula Rashi says, Vayan Dachsiv, Shemen Turach Shemecha, Ke Shemegal Noiso, Marikin Mishmona Klema, Ke Shapta Malam Eterla Tamidim. When a person becomes a Rebbe and teaches Torah to other people, Oz Yotzel Choshem, then he becomes famous, everybody knows about him. Because man is learning in yeshiva, nobody knows about him yet. He's called covered up. So, Mizgal, things that he does not know himself, they'll teach it to him, they'll learn it to him. When you become a Rebbe, you have special siyata de shmaya, they help you, the things you wouldn't get by yourself, they'll tell it to you now. Shneimer says, Aloma Sayvucha, Korbe Alumas, things that were hidden. The Maimai Yeshiva of Chayesh Levitazal, in the Mir Yeshiva, at the end of his month, he used to thank us to come into a shir. He used to say, because we're there listening to him, he was able to be Mechadish Yisrael. It's because of us that he was able to learn better. For Lo Yoid, not only this, Ela Shemalach HaMovis Oyevoy, the Malach HaMovis loves this Talmud Chochem. Shneimer says, Alomos Ayvucha, Koribay Al-Almus. Alomos means Al-Mus, the Malach HaMovis himself. Notice he's not a bad guy, Malach HaMovis. He likes the Talmud Chochem. Just he has a job to do. His job to do is to kill the Rishoyim, to take care of people. For Lo Yoid, not only this, Ela Shenoichu Shnei Olamas, Talmud Chochem will inherit two worlds. Echol Olamazev, Echol Olamabosh. Nemar, Alomois, Koribay, Olamois. Means to say, Olamas will be Zeichu with two worlds. A good life and a good Olamabo. Now the Mishnah says, V'yelu Zvorim, these are the things, Shaloiv Dekechovim, Asurim Darosa, but V'yeni Surim Nisuri Hano. The Mishnah before said the Reuven Osa Vano, you can't sell them. Now these things are Mutavano, it's only Osa to eat them, or to drink them. Number one is Cholov. Cholov Akum is Osa. Now let us drink milk, and we'll see in the Gemara why not. Cholov, when? Shalchov Vekechovim, V'yeni Yisuri Yeyu, if a Jew was not there watching. Here it says clearly, you do not need a Jew to milk the cow. It's enough only if you have a mashkiach. If the Jew is watching the goyim there, that's enough. Then the goyim are afraid, or at least the Jew might make sure they do not mix any treif of milk in there. For yapas is nisa pasbakim. You can't eat bread baked by a goy. So I'm saying, for yashem shalhem, tanakam old even oil. Goyish oil, even though it's kosher, it's also to use. However, Rebbe, Obezdin, a Rebbe with his Obezdin, Hetir Hashem, he was Mata Shemin, it was Xeris Yeshul Yochel Amad Boy, it was hard to live without it, so he was Mata Shemin. Shemin, we're allowed to use Goyish Shemin as long as it's kosher. Today's Rashi says, look, we're not nervous this here. To Lav, it wasn't him that was Mata, the Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyah, Bab Rei Shari, Kadama Bigmara, the also Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyah, Rebbe Nisiyah here. So Rashi says, take those gears down.
Also the same thing.
It's not Rebbe. It says, the Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya Bar Brei Shari. It was the grandson of Rebbe that was Matarit. It wasn't Rebbe himself. But it says, Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya the Gemara, Hainu Rebbe Yehuda Anasi B'noi Shom Gamliyo, Yeah, Rebbe. Shari B'mei Amaroyim.
That's a very long time.
Vaita Viha Shlokois. Another thing that's also is Shlokois, anything that's Bishalakim. Rashi says, anything that's cooked by a goy. Rashi says, kol dovish bishlav b'chavim. Anything that a goy cooks is also for Jew to eat. For afilu b'kli Torah, even though he's in the kli, that's a kosher kli. For kulu mishum chasnas, all these reasons are, the Rabbanim now want us to be too hamish, too happy, friendly with the goyim, we should not come to intermarriage with them. So therefore, it's isa bishul akum. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what goes into bishul akum. Hukfoshim, who are then things that they soak, that they pickle, Rashi says, Lichvosh Dogim V'Yerek V'Rosh V'Glayim Shobeima B'Chomitz. They used to pickle their things, Ukvoshim, Shedarkin Losa Toichin Yain. Here the reason why it's also pickles, because they used to put wine, or Chomitz Vinegar, Yain V'Chomitz. They used to put wine and Chomitz inside it. Right. Good, here. So therefore, it has an Issa Yain Nesach on it. Therefore, it's also Bachila. Why is it Mutav Hano? The Territz is not Ben. It's only also banal, the yain by itself. But here that the yain is mixed up into something else, it's not called ben, it's not also banal, it's only also bachila. Utris trufa, that's mixed up, chopped up fish. Chopped up fish, you have to be afraid, maybe they mixed up some dogim tameim there. Rashi says, min dogim katana maluchim, it's small salted fish, trufa. Shinikrafo v'nishtabra dogim, the fish was chopped up. V'yei nikorim, you don't see it like filleted fish. Hilka chashka tmeyim. Because the problem, if you buy filet fish, you have to make sure that there's an extra on it, and if we can't buy filet fish from Stamagoy, because Stamagoy, you have to be afraid, he mixed up other fish there also. That's called tris trufa. That's mixed up filet fish. That you do not see the, it's not nikku, you do not see where it comes from. But seer, if you have this brine, the brine of fish, shein bo doga kilbis shatetis boy. If you don't have this small fish swimming in it, then you have to be afraid, maybe mix some yayin esek inside it. Rashi says, Shederach kilbis legadim aleh, this small creature created by itself, betzir shodogim torim, if it's tor, v'm yesh betzir daktami imoy, let the gada kalbaha. But if this brine comes from trefa fish, then this kalbis will not swim there. So this is a proof. To hear the question, not yayin esek, the problem is, this fish brine, does it come from kosher fish or from dagim temeim? So the proof is, if there's a kalbis, this type of a thing swimming there, that only grows in kosher fish, not by trefa brine. So if you have brine that doesn't have this kalbis there, it's awesome. The hachilok, that's also what Rashi said, I learned before, that's a min dagim tanim, a small fish, that by when it's small, it doesn't have the simonim of the snapik lakeshes, it grows later. But right now we have to be afraid, you can't buy from a guy, because maybe it's mixed up with the dogim temeim. And unless he's an umman like we had before, we have to be afraid, maybe they'll mix up this fish with other fish. That's the achilik. So you have to have a heksher on the fish. The koirit shochiltis, that's this leaf. Koirit shochiltis, Rashi says, min pri, a type of a fruit, shokoron zebalaz, umechat chenoisei korta, they cut it up. You have to be afraid they cut it up with their tray for knives. So it's a cut up fruit that you have to be afraid their knives, they cut their meat with it. So it has the fat of the meat on the knife. Therefore, this fruit is also. O melech shal kundis. This type of salt is also. The Gemara will explain why. Harayelu, all these things are surin. But v'yeni surin is surin no. These things are not also bano. It's mainly rashi mishum chasnus. The only yasad not heat it, but you're allowed to sell these things. But achilu it's also. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. If anyone wants to stop.
Finish the Mishnah yesterday, after the Gemara. The Alamahem are based by the Gemara. So these are the things that are also b'achilu, but they're mutzah b'hanor. The Mishnah before said things that are also even b'hanor. Now the Mishnah says things that are also b'achilu. The first one was cholo. We can't drink cholav akum, milk that a guy milked, and a Jew was not there. The Mishnah says clearly, and the Mishnah's first one was cholav shechobu avikichavim v'ein yiskro reyayim.
Clearly, the Mishnah says, and that a Jew was not there to not see the way the guy milked the cow. In other words, if a Jew was there to watch the way the guy milked the cow, that's okay. That's what the Mishnah says here by cholav. However, in the Mishnah before about cheese, when it says that Givinas Akum, cheese is also, there the Mishnah does not say that it's enough that if a Jew watches the guy makes the cheese. There it just says Givinas Akum. So from here the Shach is Medaik, the Shach holds that by cheese, Goyisha cheese, it's not enough for just a Jew or Mashgiach to be there, so to watch them the way they make it, but he actually has to make the cheese. In other words, like the Mashgiach has to throw the rennet into the milk to make the cheese. That's called Gvinas Yisrael. It's not enough that a Jew just watches, but a Jew has to actually make the cheese. Otherwise, it's called Goyisha cheese, and on Goyisha cheese, that was the Gzera that we cannot eat. And we came out before, even the reason is, the Mechaba Paskins, because they used to use the skin of an Avela to be Maima to make the cheese in, they used to put the milk in the skin of the Avela. And therefore, the Chacham saw fit to Asa to say a Jew cannot eat Goyisha cheese. So they say even though Bismanazer, that time doesn't apply, even though today they make the cheese from chemicals, not from the skin, still the gzera is still here. Nobody was mavato, that gzera of cheese, there's no head to eat cheese that's made by a goy. There's only a question, what exactly is called cheese? Does cottage cheese go into the gzera of cheese? That's a shayla. Some say yes, some say no. But hard cheese, for sure, there's no issa. There's no heta. You have to have a case that's made gvinas Yisrael. However, cholov, as long as a Jew watches it, that's okay. All right, now we'll see. Now the Gemara starts off and says, cholov l'may nechesh.
said, Cholov l'may nechesh, what should we be afraid, what's wrong with the milk? If because we're afraid they'll change, they'll give us pig milk, and we'll think it's cow milk. So Mara says, no, tohor chir, regular kosher milk is white, tome yorek, pig milk is green. So just looking at the milk itself, you can tell the difference. So that can't be the problem. Let's be afraid, maybe the goyim are smart, they'll just mix a little bit pig milk into the regular milk. That's why it's also to drink gvinas cholov akum. So Mara says, if so, let's have an easy, we'll have a solution. Nekum, let's let the milk become cheese. The Yamama, we learned that cholov toroime, kosher milk, cow milk, could become curdle, could come into cheese. But cholov tome, pig milk, enoi oime, does not become oime, does not become hard, cannot become into cheese. So why are they making zero on milk? Anytime you buy milk from a guy, make it into cheese. So Mara says, true, the half a minute at least. If you want to use this milk to make cheese, it's true what you're saying. We could always test it. In other words, take the milk and make it into cheese. If it becomes cheese, that's the proof it's really cow milk. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about now the person wants the milk to drink the milk. We want to use the milk as milk. We don't want to make cheese. So that's what a bottom line zero to not buy milk from a guy. Samara still says, why? Venishka minei koli. Let's buy a whole gallon of milk from the guy, and now the Jew will take 1 ounce of milk. He'll take out a small amount of milk. Venekum. And let's see if this small amount of milk becomes into cheese. And if it does, so that's the proof the whole milk is cow milk. Samara says, no. Kivan de bitoranami. Ikenis yuba de loikaima. Even by cow milk. Good milk. Not every part of the milk becomes cheese. There is some part of the whey that just stays there as whey. Some part is yuba. That means the water of the milk, the whey of the milk, just stays. The light kaima does not become cheese. So therefore, lekala mekum lo de milsa. You cannot really tell. In other words, you take out a little bit of milk, you have to be afraid, true, there is some pig milk inside it. Now, it's true, he mixed it up. So there's some cow milk and some pig milk. So you're going to take out this ounce of milk. You're going to try and make it into cheese. So true, part of it will become cheese, and part will not. But you cannot tell what's left over that it's pig milk. It could be it's even from the cow milk, you think. Because even cow milk, there's also some whey that gets left over. So therefore, we cannot tell exactly if there was some pig milk here or not. But so far, the Avamina is, so far, that if you would make the whole thing into cheese, then it would be okay. The other Gemara says no. The boy said, another teretz is, afilu tema de kaboyla legvina. Even if you want to buy the milk off the goyim for the purpose of making cheese, there still you have to be afraid, maybe he mixed some pig milk in the milk. And the question is, why? We see now that the whole milk became cheese. He answered, there is, ika de koi bene atfi. Still have to be afraid that there's some milk, some wetness that got stuck in the middle of the cheese, in the pockets, in the holes of the cheese. There's some wetness there. So you have to be afraid that wetness inside it is from the pig milk. In other words, that even from cow milk, also there's some whey left over. And we cannot tell the difference. So in every cheese, this is really the Rashi learned before. The Gzera by cheese, Rashi said, was that you can't buy Gvinas Akum because you have to be afraid in the middle of the pockets of the cheese, there's still some liquid of the Chol of Tameh there. That's this Gemara's parents also. That even if you have the milk and you want to now test it out and make it into cheese, it's not sufficient. Because you have to be afraid maybe there is some pig milk there and the pig milk will get stuck in between the cheese and the holes of the cheese. Therefore, there's a stam gzera not to use chol of akum. However, the Mishnah says clear heta that if a Jew is just standing there and watching, that's enough. And that's why the shalas some people hold in Meishol Zeheta, that today that you have the government coming down, and the milk companies have mirsas, they're afraid of the government, that they know they'll get caught if they put any other type of milk inside there, that has the same malacha like a Yisroel Isayim Agabo. But this heta, the Mishnah says, that if a Jew is just watching, it's enough. The Jew does not have to make the milk. It's enough just to watch. So today the government is called watching. However, by cheese, it does not say in the Mishnah before, like we said before, it's enough for a Jew to watch the process. By cheese it's called, a Jew has to make the cheese. Gvina Sakim, that's a gzera. And even though the reason doesn't apply today, they don't use anymore the or of Nevela, but still the gzera is still here, we have to buy Gvinas Yisrael.
Originally,
that's only because there's another question also. Some people are Mako, we said Migdal, is that if the Goyim, like Tvila, that's traces for before. See, Rashi learns that the reason why Gvin is also, but when Goyish Gvina, because you have to be afraid maybe they mixed some pig milk there, and the pig milk got stuck in between the cheese, in the holes of the cheese. Now, Tvila asked the question, that's not Shash, because when Goyim go to make cheese, there's no reason they'll mix the pig milk into the regular milk. But they themselves know pig milk doesn't become cheese. So the only gzera here is if you want to buy regular milk, so regular milk, the goyim will mix some pig milk into the regular milk. But when the goyim themselves use the milk to make cheese, the chur, there's no gzera they'll mix up the pig milk into the regular milk. That's Tosfos' question on Rashi. However, the Rishonim answer Rashi is that by cheese you have to be afraid. Maybe the goyim first milked their cows and they had das to sell it for Torah's milk. And therefore they did mix some pig milk in it. And then later they changed their mind when it came to make the cheese, they have no more milk left, so they took that milk that they already mixed the pig milk in and used it now for cheese. That's what there's a gzera upon cheese.
Are we on the soft cheese? Is that cottage
cheese? He said yes, that's a machlekes. Dr. Moshe is masupik about that. If cottage cheese goes into the gzera of cheese. In other words, milk and butter is okay. The question is, cheese is asked. The question, what goes into cheese? Right? Cottage cheese or Moshe's masupik. That's why you do have OUs on cottage cheese, even though they're not chol of Yisrael. But as long as you know it's kosher ingredients, it's a sauce to be making on cottage cheese, because maybe it's not called cheese, not nichol and gvina. It's a suffix. It's better to be mashma, if you could.
Yogurt also.
The same reasoning. I mean, butter, the reason why we're making on butter, a lot of people are making on butter, is because butter doesn't have any holes inside it. There's butter, pig milk doesn't become butter. So what, cheese also. But by cheese, there are holes inside the cheese. You have to be afraid there's some wetness of the pig milk left inside the holes of the cheese. But by butter that's smooth, has no holes there, you don't have to be afraid there's any pig milk there.
The American cheese only.
Next one is via pas, bread. Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav Yechanan. Pas loy hutu bebezdin. Rav Kana said, name of Rav Yechanan, pas bezdin did not matter pas, did not give us a right to use pas akum. Samar says, Mechlal is the proof. The command the shore, since he has to say this, Mashman, there is somebody that says it's okay. Samora says, in yes. The Chiyosi Rav Dimi Omri said the Medivah came something like this. Pamachas, it once happened that Yotze Rebbe the son, Rebbe went out to the fields. The Aviyu Oivik Echav Mufon of one guy brought in front of him, Pas Purni, a bread that was baked in a big oven, Rashi says, Mafaso, a very large bread, a bread made from a saw of flour. So Omer Rebbe said, listen, Kama Noa Pazu, how beautiful this bread is. Maro Chacham L'Yosra. How come the Chum went to us to say we can't eat bread made baked by Goy? So Mora says, what kind of question is that? Maro Chachamim Mishum Chasnus. We know, the Mishnah says, Rashi said, the Mora said later, Mishum Chasnus. The Chum did not want us to mingle with the Goyim, to come to know them too well, to intermarriage with them. Samora says, El or rather, Rabbi meant to say like this, Maro Chachomim Lioistra Basoda. How come the Chachomim asked that we can't even eat the bread out in the fields? There was Bishleim, if I go to the house, I'll meet their daughters, I'll maybe marry them. But in the field, they don't get to know them. So, Ksuram, the people thought that hit the Rabbi a path, that Rabbi meant to say, if you're allowed to eat pas, at least Basoda. The Samora says, Veloi, it's not true. Rabbi lo hit the rest of pas. Rabbi did not say it's smutter. He only wondered, like, why? But he did not change the law. Another pshat is Rabbi Yosef Itayma, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yudu Amar Loikachol Yemais. That was not the case. And rather, Amr was said like this: that Pamachas once happened. Holach Rabbi Lemokim Echad. Rabbi went to a city. Vero Pas Dochlu Talmidim. He saw the way the Talmidim, the Jews, were having a hard time making bread. They couldn't find bread there. So Amr Rabbi said, Ain't can palter? Isn't there a baker here? What's the problem? You can't make your own bread. Go to the baker and buy some bread. That's what Rabbi said. So Ksuramam Loima, the people thought to say, what did Rabbi mean to say? Palter Rabbi Chavim. He meant to say, you can go to Joe, the baker. He meant to say, go to a Goyish baker if you want. But the Mursa says, Beloi, Lamandi Palter. And Mar says, no, Vula Yom, he didn't say Elapalti Yisrael, he meant to say go to Chaim the baker. So again, you have no proof what Rebbe meant to say. Rebbe just told him, you don't have bread house, go to the baker. So they thought this same meant to say even go to a Goyish baker. Must could be no. Maybe Rebbe only meant to say go to a Jewish baker. Now Omar Rav Chelboy, Afilu Laman Diyama Palt Rebbe Chavim. Even if you want to say bread from a Goyish baker is okay, because the baker is a Maila, Palter means a baker, he's better than a private Goy. A lot of shittas hold that there's no heter to buy bread off a private Goy. Because that's real chasness, you come to know him well, we don't want you to know him too well. But to buy from a baker, there's a heter, because you don't get to know the person anyway. It's like the store you're buying from him, there it's okay. So Afilu Laman, the verse like this, he says that Afilu Laman Diyama Palter with Chavim, Lermonel the Leka Palter Yisrael. It's only mutter if there's no Jewish baker in town. But in a place where there's a Jewish baker there, then you should not go to a Goyish baker. And this is the word the Shach says, but whoever's brought down, that's only if they have the same quality of bread. Let's say the Goyish baker has better bread than the Jewish baker. Then they'll be headed to go to the Goyish baker, providing that the bread is kosher. Or who I didn't, let's say it's cheaper. Let's say the Goyish bread is cheaper than the Jewish bread. That would also be a ksas heter. It's still like you do not have for this price Jewish bread. So it will also be heter to go to pas palter if you know it's kosher. That's the heter. A lot of times the OU cookies. That a lot of OU cookies, they're not pas Yisrael. It's pas akum.
Yeah.
So the question is, nowadays we already have so many pas Yisrael cookies. What's the heter to buy the OU pas palter cookies? You have to come on to either taste better or it's cheaper.
Why you shouldn't be the same?
See? Reb Yechon Nomar, Yechon Nomar, this, Afil Laman Diyama, Palter Ovi Chovim, even if you say you'll have a boy bread from a Goyisha baker, Hani Mila Besodik, you can only eat it out in the fields. I will be your life, but not inside the city, Mishum Chasnas. Again, not to become mingled, not to become close with them, maybe we'll intermarriage. Avoy have a manchis v'yocho pas. Avoy used to bite and eat bread, Ave Mitzro, by the boundaries of his soda. He held in the soda, it's mutatit pas alkum, pas akum. So Amalu Rav said, Vitei Masansir of Nachum by Yitzchok, Lertishtoyu bade di Avoy. Nobody should speak to Avoy. Because he's eating Goyish bread. But first to speak out, that most probably what he ate was pas akum, means private bread. Because on private bread, that is no heter. Because if he would have eaten pas palter, that's a heter. So Mustama, the case here was Abel was eating private bread that a guy baked in his own house, therefore Rava was angry at him. Now Tais brings down the Tais Mechlau, the fourth Taisus, Mechlau Dikalaman the Shari. Midikoma pas loy hutzri bebezdin. Mer says it's a shiloh. Did Bezdin matter it or not? Mechlau di boy heavy sharulei. If Bezdin wanted to, they could have taken away the iser. Alma, what do we see? Loy poshet isuroi. That this iser of pas alkim was not accepted. The Jews did not accept it. When we can, therefore, some chuat alecha pashlo gachovim. That's why some people are making today ti goyish bread. And mashma tais a sheet there is, even private bread would be mutter.
You don't have to be afraid, maybe some of his bread will mix into your bread. But since it's only us and the Rabbonin, it's not so bad with the Rubis if it gets mixed up. However, the Maitza, the Shach brings down that Avada, we are, you could be makel on pas palter, but usually not on private bread. If it's a bakery bread, if the Joe the baker made the bread, then it's okay. But on a private bread, then usually we're more machmer. And again, the Shach says his chumrah that by pas palter, if you have a Jewish baker in town, then you should buy from the Jewish baker. But we spoke out again, it's only if it's the same quality and the same price. Otherwise, it's considered like you do not have a pas palter Yisrael. Right, then next thing the Mishnah says is via Hashem Mishalahem, oil. So Tanakhama says, or the Chomim Asad oil, and then the Mirisha says that Rebbe, who Beis Dino was Matir, said Shemin is okay. So Mirisha says, Shemin, oil. Rav Oma Deniyo Gozrolov. Rav says, Deniyo made the Gzeru. Shmuel Oma Shmuel says, no. The Chomim later on made the Gzeru, and the Svar is, Zilfosan